come here anyways. It's just that we carry, you know, meaning from our cultural roots. And I think with the, this is actually Mesa Verde at the Four Corners.
That's no, that's ironic that you said that we're all from here anyways.
Somehow foreign, but my sense of it is that our roots are really deep locally. issues of foreignness and nationality a little bit in my own life. I'm actually Chinese, but I've taken on the name Yukio Murasaki just to question, you know, these ideas of identity and belonging and the sense of like living in this foreign country when it's not really foreign, it's really deep, you know, like or I feel at least that, you know, our spiritualities really transcend all those political questions. And so, you know, like with the Luminaris, for example, I know that that's more of a Southwestern theme, let's say. But that the, I don't know. Well, okay. They're the candles in the paper bags, and they're set up kind of ritualistically in this, I guess it was like a pueblo carved into the rocks. So this is actually an interior of an ancient sacred site, and I got it off a calendar.
The rights to that photograph of it.
The photograph. But I thought what was interesting was as I was painting the Four Corners site, this image came into the middle of the picture. Well, I was working with what was existing before, which was a kind of pockmarked wall, and then this kind of seance came into view. It was really neat because on the right there's the oracle. Kind of telling this story, and then there's this, at first I thought it was a Chinaman because it has the head and like this ponytail that was like the cues, and then this kind of creepy girl appeared in the tree, and then the tree itself was really distinct. I mean, I don't really feel like I made it happen. I kind of feel like it was all kind of there and I just painted it in, and then underneath the tree like is what looks kind of like Buddha, maybe Rumi, but with like a friend who's his servant, and it just all kind of came together in this neat way, and I think it really just refers to that bowl haircut, and she always posed like that when she was 5 years old. And the goat in the tree was probably me when I was younger, because I used to like to climb trees a lot. But who knows? Who knows what these things are about? It just kind of turned out that way, like kind of like a vision in a crystal ball, you know?
Thank you. quick look at your other painting?
This one is much bluer than the other one.
Yeah, this one is bluer. I did this one first. It came pretty quickly.
My eyes just swim into it. It's really comfortable to look at.
It's nice. I like the snowballs, too.
So we have snow in LA.
Well, you know, it was like the other one. There was a painting here before, and they kind of look like these little gum blobs, but they actually represented the souls of human beings from some explosion, from like some film still from Logan's Run. I don't really know.
Okay. Now, tell me one other thing about this painting that's meaningful to you.
It's Hong Kong, and I was in Hong Kong for a year when I was 3 years old. And so it kind of brings back this vague memory of just these tall buildings and...
doing in Turkey?
I went to see the solar eclipse. Thousands of people came from all over the world, my boyfriend and I, we made a time-lapse film of the actual eclipse, and we're showing it tomorrow night here.
Where?
Here in this building.
What is this building?
This is a private residence, but the owners host a lot of art events, and tomorrow's the opening, and I'm the featured artist. That's why I'm trying to finish up these paintings.
Laugh in there again. got it.
Waited at the bus stop on Broadway, and so my instinct was to do their background, and so it was really important to me to do murals that they could relate to. And for that reason, the left mural is a temple in Hong Kong, and the right mural is a sacred Native American site at the Four Corners, because the site is at the cusp of Chinatown and Lincoln Heights. And so the people who wake up at 5, 6 a.m. to get to work on time are Chinese American or Mexican American, and I wanted to make paintings that would reflect their roots. And for that reason, it's the Buddhist temple and the sacred Native American site. I thought of, like, if the people were mannequins, then the backdrop would reflect their aura. Americans, even though this is their land, I mean, Asians came over the Bering Strait during the Ice Age, and they created, I mean, they are the source of Native Americans, just as the Mexicans or the El Salvadorians or the Central Americans are the natives of this land. So it was just not, it was honoring that they're not immigrants, they're native, and where they came from is the story that they brought to the story of America. And it's to honor that, like, they're not white, but they're American to the core. Misconception right now that, like, the Native Americans have been decimated, but the truth is they live on through all of us right here on this site right now, and it's always been happening, and it still is happening, and it's a burial site just as it's a fertile site for rebirth, and they give birth to our new generation of Americans, and it's, this is the truth. This is their spirituality. This is their last 2,000 years, and it's here, and it's always been here, and it's true. And this is Chinatown. This is Lincoln Heights. This is downtown Los Angeles. And it's the bus stop, and they may not have cars, but every day they go to work, and they raise their children, and they pay the bills, and they work so hard, and I just wanted to give back to them what was already their inheritance. And, you know, like, with all the postmodernism or the modernism, where you could argue in any way, but it's just, it's always been here, it's always been true, and what we need to do is just reaffirm that this is our land. It just belongs to all of us.
I spoke with you yesterday, before the performance, and now we're speaking at the party after the performance.
Well, I mean, the truth is that I am Chinese, like, to the core, right? I come from a clan of 60 relatives, like, blood relatives. In Oakland, California, and I grew up in Oakland, California, and I come from Oakland, California. When I moved to Los Angeles, I changed my name to Yuko Murasaki just to challenge the fact of being Chinese and the question of, like, if you could transcend your own identity and believe in a foreign identity but accept it as your own even if it's not in your blood. And to, like, ask people, what does it matter what my name is? Can you see me for who I am? Does it matter if my name is Chen Menhua, which is what I was born with, or Wanda Chan, which is the name I came to America with, or Yukio Murasaki, which is the name I came to Los Angeles with? Does it matter what my name is? It doesn't matter because it's all the same. It doesn't matter what our name is. It just matters if you can be present and accept people for who they are.
As we entered the space, we saw the props and sets of your performance as if they were pieces of art before the show. And when I saw these pieces, I didn't know they were going to be part of your performance, and yet I felt like I knew that there was more to the story.
Well, I mean, ever since I was a young child, I knew I was an artist, and I just dedicated my life to becoming a better artist. And so I learned drawing, I learned painting, I learned sculpture, I learned to weld at Columbia University, I learned feminism, and my whole life I've just tried to be really true to, like, the greatest spectrum of being an artist. And so everything that I give, it doesn't matter what the medium is, it's the concept that is the most important to me. And when I came to Los Angeles, I really tried to resolve that duality between fine arts and commercial arts. Because, and I was really fortunate because I met through Yukio Murasaki the idea of this girl who perhaps was the daughter of privilege. Like the question of whether, like, if I came from the American working class immigrant, or if I was the heir of CEO of Sony, if we might have the same spirit that would search for the truth of the human condition, that we could come to the same thing. And when I came to Los Angeles, I was able to open up to the commercial industries and the film, and I studied a lot of Japanese film to, like, understand the Japanese character, and I tried to, like, understand the difference between Japanese and Chinese, but also what we had in common.
So, in the performance, one girl is Japanese and the other is Chinese.
Yeah, in the performance, I feel that both Mayumi and I represent Yukio Murasaki, which is the convergence of this ideal of the universal spirit of whether it's Asian girl or American girl. But it's the idea that it really doesn't matter if you have the same spirit, which is the hope for seeing through the struggle of all the conflicts, and just hoping for beauty and truth and a kind of fierceness that can cut through all the samsara. So to understand that we're here and we're witnessing life. The insecurities, but that, like, above that base plane is the hope that we have a certain communion just for being here and alive right now in 2006.
Sexual element to the performance?
There always is, and I think that one of the hardest things about being an Asian girl is dealing with the pornography, which tells you everything, like, tells an Asian girl what she's supposed to live up to. But the violence and the abusiveness of the vision, and to try to just accept the role, but be empowered by the role, so that you're nobody's slave, but you're the one who's controlling that energy, and that you can take that energy and use it for spirit. Because, I mean, like, it's one thing to fuck, but it's a whole other thing to, like, make love and make peace. And come to peace with the fact that all of us feel dominated by the society and the culture. But all of us have the power to, like, to take that power and transform it into peace. And just make resolution with all of that energy. And at the end of it all, we're here, we're all dealing with the violence as well as the hope.
Enjoyed watching the performance.
Break me down. You know what the the Midwest is young and restless. Restless,
nigga.
Might snatch your necklace. The next thing,
nigga.
Might jack your Lexus. Somebody tell these,
nigga.
Who Kanye West is. I walk through the valley of the shadow of death is. Top floor, if you alone, I leave you breathless. Try to catch it. It's kinda hard getting choked by the detectives. Yeah, yeah, now check the method. Asking us questions, harassing, arresting. Saying we eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast. Y'all eat pieces of shit? What's the basis? We ain't going nowhere but got suits and cases. A trunk full of coke, rental car from Avis. My mama used to say only Jesus could save us. Well, mama, I know I act a fool, but I'll be gone till November. I got packs to move. I hope
Jesus,
God, show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down. Killers, murderers, drug killers, even the scribbles.
Jesus works for them.
To the victims of welfare, feel we living in hell here. Hell yeah.
Jesus works for them.
Now I hear he, wanna see thee more clearly. I know he hear me when my feet get weary. Cause we're the almost nearly extinct. We rappers as role models, we rap, we don't think. I ain't here to argue about his facial features. We're here to convert atheists into believers. I'm just trying to say the way school need teachers, the way Catholic need a Regis, that's the way I need Jesus. So here go my single dog, radio needs this. They say you can rap about anything except for Jesus. That means guns, sex, lies, videotape. But if I talk about God, my record won't get played, huh? Well, if this take away from my spins, which it probably take away from my ends, then I hope it take away from my sins and bring the day that I'm dreaming about. Next time I'm in the club, everybody screaming out, God, show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now.